Okay, we're here at the Old Red Lion Theatre on a lovely Friday, mild Friday evening in Islington. And we've just seen Overruled, which is three short comedies by George Bernard Shaw. Now, John, you said at intermission it was a bit of George Bernard Shaw does smack the pony. Would you care to elaborate?
Well, thank you for making my jokes. I've never seen these, apart from Village Wooing, which I have heard as a radio play. I've never encountered these three pieces before, and they are very short, pithy, almost like as if George Bernard Shaw was writing sketches. I'm reminded of the wonderful line in Privates on Parade, where the Simon Russell Beale character says, "Oh, that Bernard Shaw, what a chatterbox, rattles on from arsehole to breakfast," meaning, you know, very, very prolific in language and wordy, but these are really quite short and sharp in terms of both the ideas and the dialogue. It's really well executed. It is almost as if the old guy was writing sketches as well. Yes.
Well, it could have been in the back of the hall, which could have explained the warmth or something. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what I was trying to say there either. But, you know, it's a lovely production, and the cast are terrific. And it's the best thing of all, it's funny as well. And they managed to make it seem so fresh and fun in a way, don't they?
Mm. And it's observant about relationships. And a lot of it's very topical. In Village Wooing, a young woman from a village shop has won a competition and takes herself on a world cruise where she meets a writer of guidebooks. But he's not a very observant man. And it's almost as though he's so absorbed in his writing and reading that he's not experiencing the places he's going. And it's almost like a precursor of people living their lives through Facebook or texting or whatever and not actually being in the moment and enjoying their live experiences.
You could see quite a lot. Well, according to Wikipedia, this was written in 1912, which may or may not be correct, but it did seem quite fresh and relevant, all the three little plays about relationships and wife swapping and that sort of thing.
The wife swapping one is extremely modern. Yeah. And I think they dart about a bit when they were written. I'm fairly sure that Village Wooing is written in the 30s, because I know it comes 20 years after Pygmalion.
Well, anyway, what can you say? It's delightful. It's just started running, and it's on until the 19th of January, which is not long.
Beat a path to its door, because it really is a really nice, unusual show, and plays you won't see anywhere else.
What more could you want?